Great conversations start here. Larry Williams Drive. Thanks to ANZ. Your world, your way. On News Talk ZB.
We're back on the huddle with Josie Pagani and Janet Wilson. Issue number two to you, Janet, first. So the gunman in the Bay of Plenty, it ended peacefully, the siege. It was overnight. The family are angry with police. They reckon that they could have sorted all this much sooner if the family had been brought in to talk to them. What do you see in it?
I think the family got their way in the end, but the police still have an operation that they need to run and that they need to be seen to be running, because you've got someone on their hands who's clearly completely wound up and bad things are happening. To send a family in there could have actually put that family at risk. But the fact that the family called for Inspector Trevor Morohu to go and arrest Warren shows that on the ground there was a whole lot of good police work being done. Now, Morohu was the area commander. He'd worked in Kawerau in 09. He knew this family personally. So that kind of relationship actually meant that they could get that siege to the end.
Yeah, that's right. Look, gunman in house, allegedly shot four cops. You leave it to the experts. You don't get meddling family members in there to try and do this sort of stuff, unless the police request it.
Well, and I think that's what happened. I think what the family is saying, and you have to understand that they're feeling... they're not used to being in the media. They've been under incredible pressure themselves. I mean, this is the family members, and you've got to have some sympathy that they've spent a night being terrified that their family member was going to be shot. Now, I mean, you know, clearly he put himself in that situation. But and what they seem to be saying is that when Warwick Morohu, this cop who clearly is the hero of the day, when he was brought in as a liaison between family and police, then things started to turn around, things started to work. So they're kind of, I think what they're saying is he should have been brought in sooner and we could have brought it all to a head sooner. The point is, it looks like it ended well. There'll be an investigation. Yeah. I think the police, in the end, have handled this very well.
Impeccably.
And it's great. I agree. No one was shot.
Yeah, I think you're right. You're right, Janet. You know, this was a hostile environment and they had to go and do what they are trained to do.
Needed to do.
Yeah.
You could argue that Morohu could have been brought in earlier, but it was a very fluid situation. And you have, you know, in Reece Warren, who was at that stage really strung out, and they've called for a psychiatric report. He was incredibly strung out. You had a very tense situation. So under those circumstances, until he sort of came down to earth and decided what he wanted to do, and the police worked in with that. I thought it was an enormous example of good police relationships working on the ground, and nobody, I mean, and the police keeping their heads, despite the fact that four of their own had been shot, two
Absolutely.
Of them seriously.
And actually, Mike Bush was great on radio this morning, I thought. He was calm, knowing that Warren would be listening to the radio. He was calm. The message was, nobody's died. This guy just needs to come out. We're going to deal with the situation.
Yes.
We're going to take it back to grassroots. We're going to get a good result here. So he was incredibly calm, very positive, didn't press a panic button. In the end, police have handled this extremely well by the looks of it.
Yes.
I agree.
No, I think so. All right, issue number three, which is interesting. Who am I going to first here, Janet? Because you're into all of this. The VW ad.
Oh,
now, this is... No, this is an ad. This is an ad...
I know.
...that features Kiwi sailors Peter Burling and Blair Tuke.
Yes.
And anyway, they're in the V-dub and they're pulling the car out, their four-wheel drive, towing a boat up the slipway when they stop and ask a passenger in the rear to, you know, go and fit the bung in the back of the boat. And he goes down there and he slips over. Anyway, we had a couple of numpties complain to the New Zealand Standards Authority. And they've withdrawn it. I don't know why you would withdraw this. You know?
Go for it, Janet.
I think this is indeed nuts. I have to agree with you. I don't always agree with you, as you know. I agree with you. This is nuts. From the look of the ad, it's all done in a very light-hearted, funny kind of way. And now we've got people saying, oh, they could have injured their spines. They could have damaged their heads.
Okay. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? What do we got here? Are you there, Janet?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. For some reason, we had Josie dropped up. Now, you were talking about, may have injured themselves going down there, and that's why it was never intended, V-Dub say, to offend the viewing audience nor portray any unsafe practice. Look, it's stupid. It was an ad, for God's sake. Anyway,
they've withdrawn it is outrageous, I think. I think they should have stood their ground.
Yeah,
absolutely. They should. That's the thing. Why did V-Dub not toughen up and show backbone. Honestly, why did they crumble here? The issue is
absolutely
whether or not in an ad you're allowed to show how life really is. And, of course, people slip on slipways. That's why it's called a slipway.
That's right. You could argue that. It's actually not a bad line, I have to say.
Yeah.
No, it's real life.
Okay,
yes.
Josie, finally the OCR down to 2.25%, cheap money, stoke the housing market, I don't know.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, they're calling Graham Wheeler action man today, slightly ironically, because he doesn't actually tend to take much action, and now he has. And I think this shows two things. One is that he's worried about the economy. He wants to a stimulus that's going to kickstart things. But he's also worried about the international situation. And deflation, not inflation, has been this problem. And I think people like Graham Wheeler are struggling to work out why, because globally, we've had stimulus all over the place. We've had quantitative easing. America's been doing lots of QE. Why on earth is it that we've got globally such low inflation? And I think there's a major fear about weakness in demand globally, and that New Zealand economy is not robust. We're in a bit of trouble.
Janet, good for mortgage holders, not so good for, you know, retirees who rely on an income stream, you know, to get
terrible
by.
Terrible for retirees. If you were are retired or considering it, I would keep working for a wee bit longer, would be my advice to them. I think it's been hailed by the rural community today as a positive sign, and I think that shows that he is actually thinking about what's happening out there within our community in terms of dairy farm prices, et cetera, et cetera. So, yes, good on him, but it needs to be watched, and good on him for making a decision.
You're right, Janet. Good for farmers in the sense that they're struggling, and this will reduce the pressure on borrowing. But, you know, there is a problem, and you mentioned it before, Larry. I mean, house prices, January, February is traditionally quite a low demand time. I think house prices are still bubbling away. And I know in Wellington down here, they're bubbling away even more. So, yeah, if this fuels the housing prices yet further, we're going to be in a bit of trouble with the haves and the have not if you haven't already got a house.
I understand that where you're coming from there, Josie, but it also they keep going up. At some point, something's going to have to happen, and then they come down, you know?
Well, that's the problem, and then that's when you end up in a real problem, because what other tools do you have to deal with that?
Right.
But, you know, the thing about deflation, wages are low, prices are low, that's bad for the economy too. So it's a really difficult we've got some pretty choppy waves ahead of us, I think.
Thank you both again, Janet Wilson and Josie Pagani on the Huddle News Talk ZB. It's now 7:26.